It's Light the Tower.
Say goodnight to this one.
Your daily look around the world of sports with Horns 24/7 insider Jeff Howe on your live, local, and independent home for sports talk in Austin, The Horn.
Rolling along, hour number two, Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Jeff Howe, Snoop Daniel. No Craigway. Craig is not with us today. We have lost our way today, clearly. But we are marching along nonetheless. Craig taking some much-needed time off. Again, I'm so proud that I get to come to work with Craig and Snoop every day. And Snoop, I know you echo the sentiments about Craig this week being named by the Austin Chronicle their best in Austin Readers poll, the Sports Broadcaster of the Year. That is so awesome. Well deserved. Before we get to our Card Break Friday and a little thing I'd like to call Finds of the Week, I get back into the trading card game, I love it. And just kind of want to give maybe some advice that I'm learning or that I'd like to pass along for those of you looking to get back in. It's not easy right now. Some of the pack prices, box prices are extremely high.
I was shocked what I just saw on the sticker on here.
Yeah. So, well, I'll give some advice on our finds of the week. But, Snoop, right now, I get some breaking news.
Oh, my. Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
All right. So, we got it. The NCAA released 20 teams that will have an opportunity to host a postseason NCAA regional. The vast majority of the 20 teams will be one of the 16 host sites announced in a couple of weeks. Four teams will miss the cut. The SEC leads the way with seven teams on the list of 20, while the Pac-12, Big 12, and Conference USA each have three teams on the list, the ACC with two, the West Coast and the American each with one. And yes, Austin is a finalist to host a regional, to be one of 16 regional hosts. I don't think the other two from the Big 12 would shock anybody. Lubbock and Fort Worth also finalists to host regionals. The programs projected right now are the 20 finalists to host regionals: Arizona, Arkansas, Charlotte, East Carolina, Florida, Gonzaga, Louisiana Tech, Mississippi State, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, Oregon, Pitt, South Carolina, Southern Miss, Stanford, Tennessee, Texas, Texas Tech, TCU, and Vanderbilt. I don't think that surprised a whole lot of people. You can get to D1Baseball.com and no problem driving people to D1Baseball.com. Kendall and the guys over there do an outstanding job covering college baseball, and they break everything down. So Texas is a finalist for a regional hosting bid, and in a couple of weeks, we'll expect that is a formality at this point. The big question for Texas, obviously, is will Texas be a top eight national seed? That involves the Longhorns taking care of business, which means getting a Tuesday win over Rice and winning the series over West Virginia before heading into
Easy.
The Big 12 tournament. So getting to some, before we get to our Card Break Friday, some cleanup on the Specs text line. I love this from Stoner. We were talking about frustrating years, frustrating moments for you as a Texas football fan. Stoner just said quite simply, every Sims major year. Yeah, I think that was, what a time to be alive. And as polarizing as that was, I can't imagine how that quarterback battle would have played out in the era of social media. It would have been just bananas. So, and Stoner, not a big fan of Greg Davis. I don't think you're, I think you're in quite a large group. Although I'll say this, man, Greg Davis, in terms of dealing with him as a media member, one of the better coaches I've dealt with. Give you honest answers, wouldn't beat around the bush. Was accountable, so I liked the 1 year that I really covered the team with Greg Davis. Bevo Lance Jason said the 2015 season. Boy, that embarrassment in South Bend, you mentioned Bevo Lance Jason. That was a great trip to Notre Dame up until kickoff. And then after that, it was just kind of just soured after that. So we're getting a lot of, Snoop, a lot of questions on the text line. People are curious about the word poot.
Hey,
why is that?
Who pooted? I mean, that's very. Somebody said that. I mean, obviously, it doesn't mean anything else.
I don't. It doesn't have an alternate meaning. I don't think. I mean, unless 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 there's an Urban Dictionary entry I'm not aware of. I don't know. All right, Snoop.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many poot comments. I didn't This is where, like, I used to hate the text line, and now I can't wait to read all of them.
Well, keep the text coming.
There is a video, though, that I found out. I want to, like, you know, I want to tread carefully because I love my job more than I like being childish. But
right.
The title of the video is 3 hours of people farting. And 27 million views.
Oh, man.
I mean, and it's 3 hours. Do these people watch the whole thing or? They've even subscribed to this channel. So, apparently it's a very popular thing. Maybe we could hear like two of them.
Oh, gosh. All right, Snoop.
No.
Just get it out of the way. Just get it out of the way.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay, so it's 3 hours. So I'm if it's too bad, I'll hit the dump button.
Okay.
Hold on here. Okay, it's setting up. Hold on. Come on.
We're running on Windows XP back there?
Oh, there it is. Hold on. Okay, that's not bad.
All right, okay. I can't spend this whole segment laughing. So we.
Okay, that was just three. Okay.
I told you. Find a couple you like, bump back with them, go to break with them, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
I like that you waited. For
all right, Snoop, you ready to break some cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like we said, we are sponsored here. Brown Eye Clothing, browneyeclothing.com. Our man Lamar, look at the high quality lids. Snoop, you can see Snoop's lid if you're watching on Twitch right now. High quality lids. Snoop, that shirt.
It's like a 50-50, you want an example, the 50-50 brand lids.
And that shirt looks incredibly comfortable.
It is super soft. It's almost like silky. I know Bucky likes his silk pajamas, and this isn't exactly 500 count, but it's pretty comfy next to my skin. Yes.
So here's the great thing about Brown Eye. Browneyeclothing.com. It's Brown Eye, just the letter I, clothing.com, launching really soon. It is a unique way to bring discussion to colorectal cancer awareness. And, you know, as men, Snoop, we don't like to go to the doctor.
Hell no.
Man, get your screenings. As someone who lost their dad to cancer, my dad was one of those people that powered through it, toughed it out, and, you know, by the time he went to the doctor, they said, hey, you got stage 4 esophageal cancer, and not a whole lot you can do at that point. So get your screenings, get your blood work done, all that stuff. Make sure we're here for a while. So this is a... This is just Lamar and the folks over at Brown Eye. This is their way of bringing the colorectal cancer awareness discussion to the forefront. Here's the great thing about Brown Eye. 20% of all their proceeds are going to go directly to colorectal cancer awareness organizations and charities in the greater Austin area. So you're supporting local business. You're supporting a great cause. So we will keep you updated whenever they launch browneyeclothing.com. And again, we've got some great, they've got great stuff, great lids, great shirts, high quality stuff. All right, Snoop, you ready? And yes, I see the jokes on the text line. Yes, but no, Brown Eye is a sponsor of this. And we're going to do this for several weeks. I don't
Stop
know how
it,
long,
y'all.
But we've got, Snoop, we've got a product to open for the finale for this segment, and the product is so good. The product is so good, I'm scared to have it in my possession. That's how good the product is. So we're going to do some pack breaks. Everybody's getting back into the card game. I'm getting back into it myself, so we're going to open some packs, and then we're going to do our finds of the week. Two great, great local sports card shops. If you don't want to mess with eBay, two great shops, Card Traders of Austin and the north side of town, Kenny's Collectibles off of Todd Lane for you folks that live on the south side of town. I went to Card Traders yesterday off of Anderson Mills, Spicewood area, talked to Walt for a little bit. Walt's trying to help me, Snoop. I like stuff from the – it sucks that we grew up in what's called the junk wax era where stuff was just so overproduced that it has to be really, really pristine to be worth anything. I went over there and talked to Walt yesterday. He's on the hunt for me. I'm looking for the 1989 Hoops David Robinson rookie card, the one where he's holding the jersey up.
Yeah.
Oh, that
NBA, oh, that's another classic.
Yeah, that NBA Hoops series. It's a really nice looking NBA series. Hoops. It's a really nice, the first one of the 89 set. It's a really nice looking set. So went over there and talked to Walt yesterday. And, you know, I actually had to go see Kenny down at Kenny's Collectibles also. So two really good shops you can go to in town. You can get packs, or you can kind of do what I do, buying singles, and I'll get to that here in just a second. But, Snoop,
all right,
let's go ahead. What do we got here? We got this is a Panini Revolution basketball.
Dude.
Card Traders and Kenny's Collectibles both have this in stock right now.
If my dad saw this price tag, I was a kid, he's like, put that back. Put that back down.
All right, Snoop, so I'll go first, okay, if you don't mind. Because, well, actually, you've got yours open.
I do. I can.
Now, don't
can
touch
wait.
The face.
I won't.
Okay, so what do you got?
Okay. Remember how you asked me how Javi Baez's last name was pronounced?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you how Jay or Ja Morant's first name is pronounced.
Ja.
Okay, Ja. Okay, like Ja,
if
like
you
God.
Got a Ja Morant card, that's nice. We'll get that. And I gave you some penny sleeves before we started.
Okay, so okay, don't touch the face.
Sleeve that one up.
You're making my hands sweat. I'm ruining these cards. Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, hold them up for Twitch, because there's supposed to be some kind of parallels in this that look a little bit different.
Yes. Okay, so it almost looks like a skybox design, but much more glossy and layery. That's the only way. That's the perfect way to describe it, because I think the skybox cards were so non-traditional.
Oh, we talked about that yesterday, man. That 1990 skybox basketball set. That is it sucks that those cards aren't worth hardly anything. Like I said, unless they're Hall of Fame players and in pristine condition, they're worth a little bit. Because man, that is a beautiful, beautiful set.
Yeah, it set. Was. Next. I really like this guy, and really, you know, I thought he got a bad rap in Philly because whatever happened to his arm, I still don't understand. But Markelle Fultz.
Markelle Fultz, okay.
Former number one overall pick, now with Orlando. Anthony has really come on at point guard for the Magic of late, with Markelle Fultz being out for the season. But I'm not done giving up hope on this guy to really
break
out.
That is you seem to sleeve that one, Snoop. That is a parallel of some sort. I'll look that up during the break.
What is a parallel?
Well, you just see kind of the way it reflects a little bit different. It look different than that Ja Morant card. I think that's a parallel of some sort. Okay. Revolution's got a lot of different parallels.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know which one that is.
It's almost like the back of Upper Deck cards, right. The little hologram that's in the corner for Upper Deck. It's like it's across the whole card. So that is very...
What's next?
Next, former Spur, really came on shooting the ball well this year. Now he plays for the Washington Bullets or whatever the hell they're called. Wizards. But it's Davis Bertans.
Okay.
I know how to pronounce his name because I heard Bill Schoening say his name a lot and, and hope that he would someday break out. But yeah, Davis Bertans, number 42 for Washington. I got two more.
All right.
Sorry. Thank y'all for being patient with me. I'm trying to be careful because, I mean, Jeff is like, don't touch the face. So really,
yeah,
because
I just don't know what's in there.
It's like, family, please. Family, please. All right. Okay. Real quick, I'm running. Victor Oladipo.
Okay.
And I said, that's sorry, I ain't trying to diss Oladipo, but who's my Cat. Cat Towns.
Oh, Anthony Towns. Okay, nice. Couple nice finds.
Didn't take
too
long with that, but former first overall pick.
I'll check out those cards, see what we're dealing with.
People don't stay in Minnesota for very long, like ask Zach LaVine or whoever else.
Yeah.
But Cat's still there.
All right, so I'm opening mine right now. Everybody on Twitch can see.
I love
I'm
the NBA, by the
here.
Way, obviously.
All right, I got a... that's a Dame Lillard.
Dame Dollar. He's a rapper. He's a rapper.
Rookie card, Tyrell Terry for the Mavericks.
Yes.
It's a nice rookie card. Jarrett Culver.
Dang.
Former Texas Tech
star.
LaMarcus Aldridge, and that is some kind of, I don't know what. It's a little different.
What team is he on?
It's a Spurs card, so that'll be... maybe the last we see of LaMarcus Aldridge in a base set. And then Aaron Baines from the Toronto Raptors.
My pack was better.
I think your pack was better.
My pack killed yours. Yeah. That's trying to be funny.
John Morant put it over the top.
God, I hate when I laugh like
crusty the
clown.
So one more pack I want to open today. I want to open up some Diamond Kings baseball. We got two of these, Snoop. You've got one. You'll open yours later at some point.
Yes.
I'm just so dang impatient because... I have not seen these cards yet, seen what they look like.
This is lit.
So I am going to get into Diamond Kings.
You might as well be
baseball.
Like eating candy, just opening candy. What is it?
Diamond Kings baseball. Now, what's interesting about Diamond Kings, it is a Panini product, and Panini has the Players Association license, but not the MLB team license. Esteban Florial, rookie card right there.
Florial?
Yeah. We got a, look, that's an old school Walter Johnson right there.
Hey.
Okay. Marcel Ozuna.
Yes. Journeyman, but he's a solid three hitter anywhere he's played.
The Art of Hitting is Albert Pujols.
All right. Recently designated for assignment.
Snoop. Now, is it Alec Bohm from the Phillies?
Bohm. B-O-H-M.
Diamond King's debut right there.
Yeah.
And then Josh Fleming of the Tampa Bay Rays rookie card. And Snoop, you have to give me a second because I dropped some on the floor. Just a second.
Don't roll your chair over it. J. Cole? Somebody tweeting about J. Cole? Way to go, Snoop.
Something about J. Cole mentioned John Morant in his song. There's a Bryce Harper.
Oh, sweet. I still believe in
also
Bryce.
One I dropped. Oh, look at a little throwback, a little Frank Thomas action. So
The Big Hurt?
The Big Hurt.
I'll tell you what, ladies. Oh, she'll, I'll tell you what, fellas. She'll like it, too. Is that no Big Hurt?
So there we go. So there's a little bit. So that's Revolution Basketball. That's Diamond Kings Baseball. Again, Kenny's Collectibles and Card Traders Lawson. So Snoop, since you know, my plan was to go to Walmart and find us some, or Walmart or Target and find us some football. But as we know now, they're no longer selling stuff. So here's a couple of finds. Again, I just kind of go by singles. I find what looks good. Some of it, maybe I'll send off at some point whenever PSA starts accepting submissions again. Maybe some of it I'll just keep in my personal collection. This you can pick up for, I've seen this for about $10. It's a Dak Prescott Donruss, and it's got that rated rookie tag on it. So you can pick that up for about $10. And I like the budget rookie cards. It's a good investment because It's a cheaper low end card, but if the player ends up becoming, you know, something special, a Hall of Fame type guy down the road, and you've got a really high graded card, even in the low end cards, it could still be worth something. And I like this. I'll probably just keep this in my personal collection. Won't send this off, but I think I told you about this. That is the 1985 Topps Roger Clemens rookie card, and this is why you can go to your local shops and see what you can find. I picked this one up for $5. So,
really?
Yeah, so sometimes you can find some good stuff. All right, so Snoop, there is our Card Break Friday. Again, thank you, browneyeclothing.com, our sponsor of that segment, and we'll let you know when browneyeclothing.com launches, but again, some really nice lids, some really nice shirts.
I'll rock this on Fox one day. I'm sure I can do that.
Will you?
Yeah,
nice.
Why not?
I'll tell you what, Snoop, let's hit the break right now because I found the Deshaun Jameson statistic that I was looking for. Again, in case you missed it, Texas is in line to host an NCAA regional. The 20 finalists for regional sites were announced at the top of the hour. Texas Austin is in line to host a regional. We expect Texas very much to host a regional. Again, the question is, will Texas be a top eight national seed? We'll keep the football conversation going. But coming up next, Snoop, I'll need your help on this too. We got to talk about Greg Brown and just the year that he's had now that he's officially a one-and-done Longhorn headed to the NBA. Take a look where Greg Brown's draft stock is right now. We'll do that when we come back on Light the Tower, on the Horn, live, local, and digital, on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Hey, everybody.
Back here on Light the Tower, on the Horn, live, local, and digital, on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Jeff Howe, Snoop Daniel. It's a card break, wind break, Florida Friday here on the show.
It's the card breaking, wind breaking, Florida Friday.
Apparently a Ric Flair Friday if you're Snoop. Now this is and you can definitely tell Craig's not here today if you're listening to the program. Craig will be back on Monday. In case you missed it, we dropped the news that Texas did receive a finalist nomination, if you will. They're one of 20 finalists to host an NCAA regional in the NCAA baseball tournament. Again, I don't think that's surprising to anybody. The big question now becomes, is Texas going to be a super regional host? Are they going to be a top eight seed if Texas advances in the NCAA tournament? We will see what happens. Snoop, where are we are we right now on our 3 hour?
Okay, yes. So this is, yeah, I love doing radio running bits because, you know, I grew up in like old school radio, and I like You revisit things from time to time throughout a show.
Indeed.
To build time spent listening and all. I don't even know if those count anymore. But so the 3 hours of people pooting audio, 27 million views. During the show, I've just like let it kind of run in the background because there's 3 hours of audio, I'm assuming. So I wanted to keep it down low and then just randomly pot the audio up and see where we are in the 3 hours of fun wind.
So where are we,
Steve? Okay, let's see. Hold on. Oh, God. And again, if it gets too like gross, I'll dump the audio. Here we go. Let's see where we're at. It's okay. See, that's
wow, that's that is
all right. There was three.
That is so difficult to listen to.
No, no. So, somebody said if Craig Way was here, he'd be like, bad dog, bad dog.
Y'all are hearing him. I really wish y'all could see just how tickled Snoop is.
That's funny.
As we do this bit.
Anyway, so before the show's over, we'll get three more just to see where we are to 3 hours of fun wind. So
good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
Notebook, please.
Let's get to the notebook.
Jeff Howe's Longhorn Notebook, brought to you by Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Go to cpdoors.com.
And one, following up on the, I mentioned that article that came out earlier in the week at 24/7 Sports, Clint Buckley and my colleagues there on the National Sports Desk, National News Desk, they put out a list of top 10 players in the Big 12 in 2021. Bijan Robinson, the only Longhorn listed at number 3, but I contend that, you know, some of them might throw Alfred Collins in there as kind of a projection type deal. Somebody might look at, you know, DeMarvian Overshown when healthy. Maybe B.J. Foster turns it around. Maybe one of the receivers gets it together. But for me, it's DeSean Jameson. It's DeSean Jameson, like I said, for his ability, not just as a corner. Again, according to Pro Football Focus, 352 coverage snaps without a touchdown allowed, the most by an FBS cornerback last year. And
he had the pick six in the orange-white game.
Yes, he did have the pick six in the orange-white game.
I know it doesn't count on the stats.
But the stat I was looking for was he did finish the 2020 season. He broke Ramont Taylor's school record set in 2005 for average yards per kickoff return in a single season. DeSean Jameson has that record, 33.2 yards per return. DeSean Jameson, the first Longhorn ever to average over 30 yards per kickoff return in a season. In terms of single season return yards, his 2020 totals for a single season, third behind Quan Cosby, behind Quan Cosby in 2007 and Mike Adams in 1993. And DeSean Jameson, top five all-time in career kickoff return yards at Texas. And that's in addition to the fact that he does have a 90-yard punt return for a touchdown in his career. So, DeSean Jameson has the ability to be a ball hawk on the back end. Technique-wise, can he get there? Can he put himself in a position to consistently get his hand on the football? Because when he does, when he's got the ball in his hands, man, other than Bijan Robinson, you take him out of the equation, there might not be a more explosive Longhorn in the program with his hands on the football than DeSean Jameson. Snoop, let's talk about Greg Brown. Again, keep the Texas football conversation going if y'all want to keep it going. And somebody asking on the Specs text line, 337-3776, what are they basing the ranking on? I think it's just kind of a group think session. Hey, what do you guys think? So, again, those lists will fluctuate. They'll change. They'll have different names. But it's just me thinking if you rightfully wanted to put another Longhorn on a top 10 players list in the Big 12, I think DeSean Jameson has the best case to make to be included on the list with Bijan Robinson. Snoop, let's talk about Greg Brown. He declares for the draft yesterday, officially ends his time as a Longhorn, hires an agent, so his collegiate eligibility is done. He's going to take his chances in the NBA draft. And, you know, I'll keep it in the Viacom-CBS family. If you look at the latest mock drafts from CBS Sports, one produced by Gary Parrish, the other produced by Kyle Boone, they've got Greg Brown, DeSean Jameson. They've got Greg Brown going at the very back end of the first round. Gary Parrish has Greg Brown going 29 overall. That right now would be to the Phoenix Suns. Kyle Boone has Greg Brown going number 28 overall to that projected right now to be the Brooklyn Nets. The team doesn't matter. What matters is the draft position. And, you know, when I think about Greg Brown's one, well, Snoop, first off, let me ask you this. What odds would you have put on? Because you saw a lot of Greg Brown in high school.
Yep. 4 years.
More than I did.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, you saw a lot of Greg Brown. What odds would you have put on Greg Brown being a lottery pick at this time last year?
100.
I don't think you
would have said
alone
top
in that.
Five.
Because
for
we,
sure.
we saw just the bouncy athleticism, you know, the length, the ability to defend multiple positions. And look, I know the texts are going to start coming in now that we're talking about Greg Brown. He's not ready for the league. He needs time to develop. Snoop, you watch enough NBA, like unless you're Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Zion Williamson from a physical standpoint, there aren't that many rookies, period, who are ready to come in and make a difference in the league right off the bat. They're going to need time to develop.
It would have to be an extremely adept ball handler.
Exactly.
Which Greg isn't.
No. And so you look at it, and Gary Parrish and Kyle Boone both basically wrote kind of the same thing in their scouting report on Greg Brown. And I just think this is where his stock is at this point. This is Gary Parrish. Quote, Brown is such a bouncy athlete that he's worthy of a first-round pick based on potential alone. If his three-point shot continues to improve to the point where he's a legitimate big who can stretch the floor, he'll prove to be a steal at this point in the draft. Greg only shot 33% from three in his one season at Texas. And this is Kyle Boone. See if this sounds familiar. Quote, the athleticism for Brown is off the charts, and he very much caught the eyes of scouts with some flashes he showed as a shot creator and scorer. But he's something of a black hole on offense. If he gets the ball, his shot is going up. First-round prospect on talent alone, but still most definitely a developmental player who could use some refinement. One of the more fascinating stay-or-go decisions to monitor. Well, we know that decision is to go. And when I think of Greg's 1 year at Texas, obviously the key thing is going to be expectations unfulfilled. Because if he had fulfilled expectations, we would be talking about Greg Brown as a lottery pick and maybe a top 10 pick in this draft.
At least ahead of Kai Jones.
Yeah, that's the thing. Kai Jones is going to go ahead of Greg Brown in this draft. Whether Kai Jones goes in the lottery or not remains to be seen. But every mock draft, every prospect ranking, everything I've seen to this point has Kai Jones ranked ahead of Greg Brown. And again, Kai Jones is another guy, bouncy athlete, long, defend multiple positions. You feel like maybe if you can refine his offensive game a little bit, maybe you've got something in a couple of years. But, you know, Greg Brown's 1 year at Texas, Snoop, it was going so well at a point. And I think back to that game, that Big 12 opener in November at the Irwin Center, where it was basically him head-to-head with Cade Cunningham. And Greg Brown has a 24-14 triple-double. And even in the game with Cade Cunningham, he was the best player on the floor that day at the Irwin Center. But then you think about the end of the season, and maybe it kind of started with the technical foul in the Baylor game, and go back and think about kind of the taunting foul that he got where he dunks on somebody, stares him down. I didn't like the call, but it seemed like from that point, I don't know that we saw Greg Brown get back to where he was earlier in the season, and it culminated with that incident. Really, you go back to the TCU game that Texas ends the regular season with in Fort Worth where – you know, they're up big, and he has a breakaway late, and he tries the between-the-legs dunk. And
best missed dunk of the year.
Exactly. Took the words right out of my mouth. So you've got that. Then you've got the incident on the bench in the Big 12 tournament where he walks up the tunnel, and then he comes back, and it's just kind of awkward for everybody involved. And then in the Big 12 tournament championship game against Oklahoma State and in the NCAA tournament loss to Abilene Christian, he plays it combined. A combined 12 minutes, 6 minutes in the Oak State game, 6 minutes in the Abilene Christian game. And that is the antithesis of where we expected Greg Brown to be at the end of the year. So, I mean, Snoop, right or wrong, at this point, as Greg Brown goes through this draft process, based on the way his season ended, you know, based on the Kyle Boone comment, and I think anybody that watched Texas felt that at times. And I know Shaka Smart was a coach that he didn't mind guys. He gave guys the green light. He didn't mind guys putting it up. The guys that he felt comfortable taking three. I mean, They were more than willing to let Mo Bamba bomb away from the outside if he had a chance. And sometimes that was to the detriment of the player. So Greg's going to have to answer those kind of questions about, you know, how he can fit, you know, how he fits into a team game on the offensive end of the floor. He's going to have to answer some questions, quite frankly, about his maturity. And like I said, right or wrong, the evidence is right there. Everybody saw what happened in Kansas City and the fact that he only played 12 combined minutes, 6 minutes each in his last two games as a Longhorn. So I think, as I think of all the one and dones in the Shaka Smart era, Greg Brown being the last, I mean, the fact that none of them won an NCAA tournament game is just troubling all on its own. But Snoop, the two local kids, for different reasons, had it the worst of all those one and dones. Like, Jared Allen didn't have a bad year at Texas. He got better as the year went on, and I think now we're seeing him blossom into a really good NBA player. But he was on a terrible team. He was on a team that won 12 games. It's a bad basketball team. So nobody remembers how good Darren Horn was with Jared Allen or how much better he got from the start of the year to the end. They remember that was like just an awful season for the Longhorns. And then you look at Greg Brown's 1 year, you have the loss to Abilene Christian, you have a coaching change, and then you just have that whimper, just limping to the end of the season where he was a non-factor. And like we talked about all offseason, by the time you got to March, you needed Greg Brown to be a major factor if you were going to do something, and that's not what Texas got.
If you look at Austin area kids who wound up playing for Shaka, which would be Will Baker, Brock Cunningham and Greg. I think you would think beforehand, before they all signed, Brock has the least impactful career, and it can be the more opposite.
Yeah, throw Jared Allen in there. I mean, Brock Cunningham could end up having the most significant college career out of all those guys. And think about how wild that statement would have been at the time everybody signed. I know Jared Allen was a little bit before, but oh, man, that's just wild to think about. But
do you want to see how explosive Greg is going to be in his first year in the NBA?
No, CB corrected me. Jared Allen's year at Texas, they won 11 games, not 12.
Okay, well.
My bad.
You give him too much credit.
I gave him a little too much credit, like it makes a difference.
We can let the three-hour video let us know how explosive Greg's first year in the NBA will be.
Yeah, where are we at, Snoop?
Well, okay, like I said, I haven't listened, so let's... So,
Hold on. For those of you who are just tuning into the bit, Snoop found a three-hour loop of people passing gas on YouTube.
With 27 million views.
27 million views. So he's got it potted down. He's going to pot it up. Pot, no pun intended. He's going to pot it up. And whatever happens, happens.
What we hear will be the description of Greg Brown's first year in the NBA.
Okay.
Oh, I'm nervous. Hold on. Here we go. Well, he's not going to do it. He might only be worth a second round pick with that.
I think.
Good job, Greg.
We see the projections, and he is sliding, and there has been some talk that maybe he does slip into the second round. Somebody's going to take him in the first round. Like, the raw tools are just too good to pass.
I believe
on.
So, too.
You know, especially like if you're picking at the back end of the first round anyway, you're a playoff team. So at that point, you're either drafting a European player that you're going to stash away, or you're taking a guy that at one point had lottery pick value. You're getting him in the mid to late 20s, and hey, just stash him in the G League, develop him, see what happens, see what it turns out to be. So, yeah. Oh, we'll see what happens with Greg Brown. Hey, by the way,
wish
Snoop,
him the best
on our card break Friday, on our pack break Friday. You won the day because that Markelle Fultz card that you pulled, it is hand stamped and numbered. 54 out of 88.
I hope I didn't like my hands start sweating. I didn't sweat on
Snoop,
it.
I dropped some of these on the floor.
So. You know what? Like next time, like if I'm going to order like a pack that costs this much, then I'm going to wear gloves. I am. That'd be my best bet, or else I'm going to smudge him up.
We'll need to do something because, like I said, once this segment comes to an end later in the summer, I'm nervous to open the big product that we've got, the finale. Like it makes me nervous to have it on my person. Put it that way. It's huge. All right, we'll take a break, back, close out this edition of Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Sure.
Back here to close out a Friday edition of Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Jeff Howe, Snoop Daniel. We've lost our way today, clearly. Craig not here. He'll be back on Monday. He's in Los Angeles this weekend. He and Linda are going to go into L.A. Actually, they're already there. They left yesterday afternoon.
He out there spoiling his boo.
And
on the coast.
I mean, a couple of Dodgers games, I think, are on the itinerary.
He said Kershaw is on the bump tonight. And then Bauer
tomorrow.
Bauer.
Yep. That's it.
To be honest, as much as Clayton Kershaw has been like a generational pitcher to me, personally, I would rather see Trevor Bauer.
Really?
Because of the mystique about his scientific delivery that I've always heard of. And I really find Clayton Kershaw's come-from-set pitching motion to be annoying because it's just way, it takes too long.
Just that little hitch he's got?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway.
You know, one time, Snoop, I went to my uncle lives in Denver. So one summer, my dad took me and my brother. We went to Denver and went to a Rockies game. Rockies were playing the Expos. By one day, I missed a Pedro Martinez start.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough. But, you know, as an Astros fan, like the last four or five Astros games I've been to, I don't know how it's happened this way.
Four or five more than me, ever.
Every time I've gone, it's been a Justin Verlander start. I don't know how that's happened, but...
Not bad.
I ain't complaining.
He was Garrett Cole before Garrett Cole was Garrett Cole for a year.
Yeah. So what you got going on this weekend, Snoop?
Well, the Warrior SQT tomorrow, that's a pretty big deal. I'm actually going to be at the Westwood campus, and there's, I guess, like the amount of teams don't have as much star power as the one on the Round Rock campus. Our biggest school will be Lake Travis, so I'm going to concentrate a lot on Bo Edmondson. I don't predict Caleb Burton will be playing in this. I just don't. And then... At the other pool, it's a little more interesting. Like you got Westlake, of course. Cade and Jaden and all of them are playing. And Braylon James for Del Valle. But there's a, you know, like as far as just a personal level, I think Hutto is going to be very good this year. Their second year of 6A football. And they got a lot of talent. And I expect them to make some noise. They got a senior quarterback in Grayson Doggett. And, it's going to be – and you know what? And I hate that, like, I'm saying that before baseball, softball playoffs because those games mean more. But, it's, you know, in Texas, you know, football is king.
Football is king. So, in case you missed it, the NCAA released their 20 finalists for host, regional host for the NCAA baseball tournament. Texas is one of 20 finalists. So, again, not that that should surprise anybody. Texas is – pretty much a lock. They are a lock at this point to be a regional host. And again, take care of business the rest of the way. They will be a lock to host a super regional as a top eight national seed if they can get out of the regional. No UT baseball this weekend. So I'll be honest, Snoop, for me, it's going to be a light weekend because those of you who missed it at the top, I got my second COVID vaccination today. So I'm fully vaccinated and I'm just, I don't know, I feel like I'm waiting for the bomb to drop, like it's just waiting to see what happens if I get sick or whatever. Like
That's right.
Like you said, so Zach,
it
was
took him 2 days.
So I've heard it hasn't. My wife was about it was the day after, but it was only that day, and she felt so shot on Friday, felt bad Saturday, felt fine on Sunday. Mm. So I'm gonna work, gonna put out some content at Horns 24/7 this weekend because I'm pretty much.
Chilling.
Hang out at the house and not try to make any grandiose plans just in case.
It's the final week of the NBA, I believe, of regular season play. And I know a lot of people have been talking trash and Luka and LeBron, they don't like the play-in game, but I'm interested. I want to see somebody get tested. And I want to see some favorite fall so I can laugh.
I like the idea of the play-in game.
I really do a lot.
Because one thing that I love, and it happened by accident. Remember that year in baseball where the Red Sox had that massive collapse, and they ended up in a one-game playoff, I think with the Orioles, and it was for the wild card spot, or maybe it was for the division. But then after that, Major League Baseball gets the idea for what the wild card game is now, where just the top two teams in the wild card standings. They're going to play that one game playoff. I dig that, man. I love the fact that, you know, it's kind of a win or go home type deal. So will it be good for ratings? I don't know, but I'll tune in. I'll check it out. I kind of keep the NBA at arm's length throughout the regular season. Just so I'm not a complete noob by the time the playoffs roll around.
Good. And, well, the fact that I'm not, like, gambling with DFS, I'm really, like, as far as, like, knowing very niche, detailed things about each team.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested again. So, you know, a one and done. The regular season, you're right. Like, I've seen so many different, weird wins, like Cleveland beating, like, a top seed. Like, just stupid, stupid wins in the NBA that really makes me not interested in it.
Yeah,
I am not going to be putting money on it. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, somebody on the text line, and I'm aware of this. It does take 2 weeks for the vaccine to fully take effect, but at least I got shot number two, so I got that going for me. So Snoopy, so you're still going to hold out for the pill, huh?
I'm being safe as possible, and I'm wearing a mask. I'm one of the only people still wearing a mask, and even when I don't have it fully on, I have it chin diaper style, and people look at me weird, you know. But forget y'all. I'm trying to stay upright, and especially, like, because I'm going to all these camps, I definitely am.
So we covered college baseball. We talked about Greg Brown. We're going to wait and see what Jericho Sims does. At last check, that sounded like it was 50-50, and haven't heard a whole lot since then. So we'll keep you updated on Longhorn basketball if anything drops.
Do you want three more of these on the 3 hours?
Sure, before I set up our Monday show.
3 hours of people passing wind, 27 Breaking million in. Views. We're at minute 33 now. So let's see. Like,
we should just leave that on. Let Trey walk into that.
I should. He would probably appreciate it. Okay, so we'll just listen to three of them again. If it's too bad, I'll dump out of it, and it won't be on the air. So here we go. Let's see. Oh, no. Okay, that would be DMX. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, that's...
Wow. Okay.
Okay, there we go.
All right. Didn't expect that.
You might need to go to the doctor.
I don't know how I segue from that to this.
I don't either.
David Pierce, Texas head baseball coach, joining us Monday at 10:15. Coach Pierce will be on with us to talk about the week ahead. Again, that Tuesday game against Rice and a weekend series with West Virginia to close out the regular season before the Big 12 tournament. Stay locked into Horns 24/7. You know, I'll have some content.
Theoretically, they should beat West Virginia down.
Yes. Mike Roach and Nick Harris keeping you updated on everything going on the recruiting front on the 40 acres. Snoop, you were awesome today.
Yeah, you too.
I love when it's just us on our Wheels Off Friday. Stay tuned. Shirts and Skins up next with Chad and Trey. For the absent Craig Way, big thank you to Lamar and the fine folks at Brown Eye Clothing, BrownEyeClothing.com.
Thank you, Lamar.
We'll keep you updated on when that launches. So for the absent Craig Way, for Snoop Daniel, I'm Jeff Howe. Thank you so much for listening. And we will catch you again when we're back on Monday to light the tower on the horn.
Honda Envy is back.